Welcome to a new episode of Sirhan Soundtracks. This one is ripped straight from our vlog about how to be patient when you want to be a billionaire. I look at a lot of very wealthy people all day long. I deal with a lot of them. I sell them a lot of apartments. And I always ask them, you know, what's the most important thing for you in your business? What do you focus on the most? Like, what do you think is the character trait that really separates you from everybody else? How did you get to be a billionaire and go from being broke to being a billionaire? And 9 times out of 10, what these people tell me is it's patience, the power of concentrated patience. Now, that doesn't mean being patient for 10 years and waiting for a pot to boil, but it's calculated patience. It's segmented patience. So this one is all about the power of patience when you want to be successful, when you want to build wealth, if you want to be a millionaire, a billionaire, trillionaire, or if you just want to be happy with what you have, it all comes down to patience. I am the real estate broker that never leaves him alone in a really nice, professional way. And now this will be, you know, the biggest deal that we do in the year. And what is, in New York City, a really, 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 really tough market. It's the two P's, and I come back to it time and time and time again. It's patience and persistence. That's it. When I really look back at everything that I've done over the last 10 years, right? It's patience and persistence, patience and persistence. It's moving forward, holding, moving forward, holding, moving forward, holding, and just being consistent about everything that I'm doing. Across the board, like, patience has been the number one reason I've been able to retain the clients that I've had. And what's so fucked up is I'm the most impatient person that I know. I'm a real estate broker, I'm a salesperson. I want things to happen like rapid fire, nonstop, 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 nonstop. I want deals to happen today. I want them to happen tomorrow. I want my goals to be blown out of the water. And I have no patience for any of that. And that's okay, because that's what's in my brain. That's what keeps me moving. That's the hamster in the wheel. But then on the outside, I'm patient. I'm patient with everybody. I'm patient with him, I'm patient with her. I let him speak, I let her speak. I let them yell, I let them cry, and I let it all happen, and I soak it all in, and then I respond. And that's what I talk about all the time too, right? The power of responding instead of just replying. So many people listen just to hear themselves talk so that they can reply with what they wanna say, with what they think that should be heard. For me, it's about listening. But I started in rentals thinking that I was just gonna do rentals and that was gonna be it. That's how I was going to kind of make my business work. And then fell into sales because I had rental clients who then referred me to other clients. And then it's almost 11 years later. And I think if there's one thing that I could say as to like where my career has gone and then how I've done it, is that I just showed up consistently every single day. Like, people ask me all the time, like, was it the TV show? Was it this? Was it that? Was it your parents? It was not my parents, that's for sure. Was it, you know, your boss? Absolutely not my boss. If you've met my boss or know where I work, you'd understand. Was it this? Was it that? And I think that the fact that I had my back up against the wall when I first started, and I just showed up every single day for 3 years.
Listening, being patient with the person in front of you, and then responding. Whether it's a client on a $40 million deal that I just did 2 days ago in the Hamptons, whether it's my wife who is upset about something, whether it's the baby and my brand new baby is crying and upset, I have patience with her. I'm not yelling at her, I'm not shaking the baby. Like, you have patience with everybody.
Yeah. Like, what's so cool about that system and why I wanted it in my office so bad is you can just go there. Like, you don't have to go to Zillow or StreetEasy or Realtor.com and then go to Chase, right, or talk to your banker. Like, you just start at the bank, and then you can have all of your data there, and then you're shopping based on what you can afford, which is the big issue with, yeah, all the other websites. And so the slogan should be the Everything Bank.
Oh,
Everything,
like,
Bank.
It.
And now, just so you know, it's documented, so that in a year, I don't want, I'm not at home watching a commercial. No, I don't want to watch a commercial and it's like the two property brothers talking to Kevin Hart and they're like, oh, hey, a dog runs in, and then it's like, this is the Everything Bank. And I pull out my phone and write a real strongly worded email to Amy and LB and Sean. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The Everything Bank. Hi, baby. Hi, Zena. Do you know who it is? It's the guy from The Weeknd.
Hiya, ya. Hi.
Is Daddy in the phone again?
Daddy lives in Mommy's phone. Say hi to the vlog.
Hi, baby Z.
Hi, vlog.
She doesn't care. She doesn't care. She doesn't care. Okay, we're headed to the next one now, to the Hilton, and then after that, we get on the plane and come back.
I mean, look at how I got the baby. Look at IVF. For those of you who don't know, I took 3 years to try to have a baby. We tried everything and it just wasn't happening for Amelia and I. And we were upset and we were so impatient. And then the impatience made things worse because then it spikes hormones and then you can't get pregnant. And then it becomes worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And all it really is frustration and impatience in your brain that's literally not letting you have a baby. And then the minute you realize that, it then gets even worse and worse and worse because then you realize you have no control. You have no control over something that so many people do by accident. And we tried everything. And then finally, once we went through our rounds of IVF, it worked. And that's how we got Xena. And yes, it took a lot of patience to get there, but man, we were so impatient during the process.
What would you say is the best advice you've received?
There's a jazz musician who said it on his deathbed, where he said, if you take care of the music will take care of you. Because the road that we're in, whether you're doing loans or selling real estate or any kind of career, it's always up and it's always down, right? It's a roller coaster. Like, you're gonna have good months and you're gonna have bad months. And as long as you show up and as long as you do the work will take care of you, like by default. It's only when you start to feel negative and you don't do the show up. It's only when you start to feel like, oh, this was a bad month, and you start pulling back and not putting the work in, when the work won't take care of you because you're not giving the work what it needs. And it's like, I think that's why I work so hard. Keep going forward, take care of the work, and the work will take care of me. Like, we will figure it out, we will do more deals. It's not the end of the world. I can't be depressed about it, I can't be down about it, which a lot of people would wanna be, right? The market isn't shit, the market is just trying to figure itself out. Let's try to diversify, let's try to do other things, and let's consistently write down what we have to look forward to, because that's gonna keep us going and keep us going and keep us going.
So if I look back at what has made me successful, both in work and in life, personally, from my baby to my wife to family to all my clients to my team, it's been incredible patience while inside staying impatient like a motherfucker and fighting as hard as I can, but showing the outside world I'm the most patient guy you're ever going to meet. But I'm gonna stay persistent with you, and I'm gonna stay on top of you, and I'm going to come after you, and I'm gonna follow up with you. Remember my clients? Have you read my book? If you've read the book, I talk about Sebastian. I talk about Mr. X. This deal that I just did for $40 million in the Hamptons, okay, there's a vlog that's going to be coming up about that. That deal took me 9 years. 9 years from when I met that client. 9 years. I dare any of you to tell me that you've completed something and you've been successful with something that took you 9 years to do. One thing. I'm not saying, oh, I was in school for 9 years. No, one client who I stayed on top of for 9 years every other week because I had patience and because I was persistent with the work. And eventually, it happens just like that. The two P's, patience, persistence. That is the definition of my game.